Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldotna City Council passed a resolution last Wednesday that would have provided $25,000 in ARPA funds to the Triumphant Theater. The resolution has since been vetoed by Mayor Paul Whitney, something a sitting Soldotna mayor hasn't done since Dave Carey on February 29th of 2008. The intent was to produce an outdoor community theater production at Soldotna Creek Park. Mayor Whitney told KSRM that the veto was similar to what he told the city council Wednesday night in why he couldn't support the resolution.
The main reason being is the process. We have created the mini-grant program where people apply for, and those applications are reviewed and decisions are made on whether they're granted that mini-grant. We also have the budget, non-departmental budget system, that we review those during the year. We also have, last year we did CARES grants. Every group, organization, and project had the opportunity to file an application and have it reviewed for funding. That was advertised and notified, and groups had the opportunity. That's not happening in this case.
Councilmember Justin Ruffridge, who sponsored the now vetoed resolution, said,
I mean, I appreciate the mayor's position, and I support having a work session to clearly define ARPA fund use for the city, but I was definitely disappointed by that decision. I mean, the goal of the resolution was taken directly from that Vision Soldotna 2030 master plan, and simply stated, the resolution would just use a small amount of these ARPA funds, and we can have a work session to decide how to use the remainder of them.
Ruffridge was asked if he intends to override the veto through vote.
Probably not at the point to say one way or the other on that. I think given the fact that it passed 4-2, I think we have the votes to do so. I want to be respectful of the mayor's position as well, so I'm going to think through that.
A fierce winter storm in the final stretch of this year's Iditarod Trail sled dog race, which ultimately forced six members to scratch the same day, now has cost three others for sheltering their dogs instead of leaving them outside in the harsh conditions. Millie Porsild of Denmark, Michelle Phillips of Canada, Riley Deich of Fairbanks, penalized for taking dogs inside shelter cabins to ride out the storm with winds so strong they whipped up whiteout conditions. The decision to punish the mushers was made by race marshal Mark Nordman, who said the indoor rest for the dogs amounted to competitive advantage over the teams that trailed them into Nome. Nordman says, quote, no doubt that Michelle and Millie did the right things for the dogs, but it also affected the competition for racers going forward. Porsild was dropped from 14th to 17th position. Phillips dropped one notch to 18th. Deich wasn't demoted in the standings, but was fined $1,000 after officials determined there were no other mushers closer to him that would have been affected by the dogs resting inside. The drop in finishing position equated to $3,450 less for Porsild and $1,000 less for Phillips. The nearly 1,000-mile race across Alaska was won March 15th by Brent Sass, who also was affected by the storm just as he was nearing the finish line in Nome. He said he fell off the sled and couldn't see anything and thought he was going to have to hunker down with his dogs and ride out the storm. The demotion of the three mushers, which was not widely publicized by the Iditarod, immediately drew harsh retort from the racer's biggest critic, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and called for cruelty charges to be filed against the mushers who did leave their dogs outside while they went inside shelter cabins. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.